The Robert E. Lee Memorial at Arlington House in Virginia reopened this week after a $12.5 million renovation. The National Park Service restored peeling paint and broken windows. They also included the story of the enslaved people who built the house. All this comes as many Americans are questioning whether Confederate figures should be memorialized at all. NPR's Catherine Whalen reports.
Arlington House sits high on a hilltop overlooking Washington, D.C. It was built by enslaved people who were owned by George Washington Parke Custis, George Washington's step-grandson. In 1831, future Confederate General Robert E. Lee married Mary Anna Custis, and the house became his home. During the Civil War, the Lees abandoned the property, and the United States Army used the estate to defend the Capitol. Then, in 1864, the grounds became a graveyard for Union soldiers, now known as Arlington National Cemetery.
So there has been a battle to interpret Arlington House and how we want to remember Arlington and how we want to remember Robert E. Lee's legacy since the very beginning.
That's Stephanie Powell. She's one of the park rangers showing me around. The controversy about the house continues to this day.
In so many words, it was an enslaved labor camp. I'm not here to lift up Arlington House in any way, shape, or form, because I don't think anything positive came out of that.
Julius Spain is the president of the Arlington branch of the NAACP. He made the case in 2020 that the house is a representation of slavery and ongoing institutional racism, and it should no longer be the official image of the government there. Arlington County is now in the process of choosing a new symbol to represent its community, and the U.S. Congress is considering a bill to rename the home. But what about the house itself?
And what we were trying to do in the new visitor experience is to tell some critical stories about the people that were here and how their lives were being affected.
This is Charles Cuvelier. He's the superintendent of the George Washington Memorial Parkway. He takes me to a small building close by the main house. It used to be a gift shop. Before that, it housed some of the enslaved workers. Now, the housing is restored to the way it would have looked, with as many artifacts as possible. I ask Stephanie to tell me some of the names of the people who lived there.
Gideon Lancaster, Mary Norris, Sarah Gray, Nurse, Rosabella Burke, Billy Taylor.
There's many more names. One of them is Syfax. Charles Syfax was an enslaved butler married to Mrs. Lee's biological sister and enslaved servant, Mariah Carter. Stephen Hammond is Charles Syfax's great-great-great-nephew. He says the house is emotionally complex for him.
As I think about the work that Charles did in the house and the fact that Mariah helped to raise her half-sister, there's a pride that exists in terms of people who actually were resilient and resistant and hopeful at the same time.
Ida Jones is an archivist at Morgan State University. She wasn't affiliated with the restoration, but she agrees with the approach.
I don't celebrate Robert E. Lee, but I think he's a very good lens through which we can view how certain people thought about other persons and how those realities can be very hard to understand. But we saw it happen again in January 6th of this year. These ideas and beliefs are not dead. They need to be understood and contextualized.
That's what the National Park Service is hoping this restoration will help do. Catherine Whalen, NPR News.